cooking, anything that you see around. Be attentive. The second one, you need to write a word equation for each. And then you have to try writing a simple symbolic chemical equation and if possible, just balance it out. Say your equations out loud to practice fluency, just like a science teacher would. And in the next lesson, we will dive into the types of chemical reactions, like combination, decomposition, displacement, and a lot more, with real examples and easy ways to remember them. But until then, keep observing, keep questioning. And remember, chemistry isn't just in your books. It's in your kitchen, your bike, and even your breath. I'll see you in lesson 2. Welcome back, scientist. Now, in the last